it don't matter what kind of loving you're into or how big your apartment might be. All you need's an air conditioner, and you're the man for me. You could pour me a glass of Perrier and fan my fevered brow. You can
rub. What is this, Gary?
You freak me out all the time. I'm like, go, go, go.
I'm listening to your music. We were down at the Saba Home Show last weekend, and I had two Pima County residents walk in and say, we'd love to meet Gary. His music choices make the whole show.
Okay. You asked for it, if that's the case.
All right. There you go. You're going to have to start coming to the remote so people can meet you.
I'll shave.
Okay. Yeah. We're here with Todd Russo of Rias. We're talking about air conditioning. We're talking about the importance this spring in particular of why you don't want to put off your spring tune-up, checkup of your air conditioning equipment. And I want to talk a little bit this segment, Todd, about how important it is to have a trusting relationship with your air conditioning tech before you really need it.
Yeah, I think it's imperative. I mean, my frustration with the air conditioning industry is this, and it's worse now than it used to be. So in the last 18 months, a lot of our really good competitors, family-owned businesses that, you know, the owners were in the shop every day and monitoring, you know, protocols and what people were doing, the vast majority of them have sold to these conglomerate groups. And so they're owned by kind of a hedge fund or a private equity group or something of that nature. And they've bought almost everybody in town.
Wow.
I was with some Trane corporate people yesterday, and there was another air conditioning contract. And we were joking that we were the two of the few family-owned businesses left in Arizona. And one of the challenges with that is that most of the way they pay their technicians is they come to their house, they get a nominal payment to show up to your house, they don't pay these guys hourly, and then they get paid for a percentage of what they sell. So they come to your house and they identify easy things to sell you because it's beneficial to the tech, it's beneficial to the HVAC business. It might not necessarily be beneficial to the homeowner, right?
If a tech is incentivized to move parts and pieces, the recommendation he makes might be tainted.
Well, let's put it to you like this.
I said might be.
Yeah. Let's say, Rosie, you spent $30,000 to go to school, and you bought $20,000 worth of tools, and the company you work for says, we're going to pay you $10 to go do this maintenance. And whatever you sell, we're going to give you 20%. And here's a spiff for this product instead of this product. What is the tech naturally going to do? He's going to look out for his best interest. And, you know, they're all measured by, you know, ticket amount and how much did they sell per day. And we just don't operate like that. My intention is to try to provide a good service to our customers and what, you know, is best for their home and individually to their home. And a lot of homes need help. And, you know, I hope my technicians are always offering the appropriate help to do that. But we pay our technicians hourly. We don't give them, they're not commission based. And just because we want them incentivized to identify what's wrong if there is something wrong with the house and present it to the homeowner so that the homeowner can make the right decision and plan for making their house more comfortable and energy efficient. Not, hey, this part gets me an extra $30 spiff on this call. You got to have a relationship with a company that is there to look out for your best interest. Obviously, they need to make a profit or they're not going to be in business very long. But it's important that the technician is there to try to identify what actually needs to be accomplished. And the challenge with not having a relationship with somebody that you have confidence in because they may or may not be, you know, a commission-based contractor instead of an hourly-based, technician instead of an hourly-based technician is, let's say you do need that contactor, but every time they come out to your house, they're throwing a bunch of parts and pieces that you need to replace. You become numb to it, right? So all of a sudden it's like, well, you know, he told me something similar last time and I bought it and nothing, you know.
Right.
And then I find out later it wasn't maybe necessary. Well, if a technician's coming out saying your air conditioning system looks great, but you could benefit from upsizing your returns if, you know, here's why I would improve the performance of your system. And then one year they come to you and say, Mrs. Smith, you need a contactor. Well, you're going to say, okay, he's been here two or three times. He's never recommended this before. He's showing me, you know, images of why it's pitted and why it could become a failure. It just creates the confidence, and that's what you want in the company that services your home.
All right. Todd Russo of Rias talking air conditioning. If you have a question about comfort at your house, home, castle, or cabin, you'd like to join the conversation, give us a ring. The lines are open at 1-888-767-4348.